Mrs. Zion, as well as Roman Gamliel ruling strictly in three ways like Beis Shammai, Afu Omar Shlesh Dvarim LaHokel, he also said three things with regards to Yom Tov, in which he ruled more leniently than the Chachomim. Firstly, Mechabdim in Hamitois, one is allowed to sweep in between the beds and the couches on which they ate. In those days, they would eat on couches and recline, and the floor was an earth floor, so there would be many holes there. And so in general, it is forbidden to sweep an earth floor on Shabbos or Yom Tov, in case he comes to fill in the holes, which are on the earthen ground, and that is considered part of the melacha of building. He's filling in the holes, and that would be forbidden. However, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if it's a small area, such as around the table where there are just a couple of couches, where people are eating, since it is a small area, he is far less likely to find holes and fill them up with earth as he is sweeping. And because of that, it is permitted to sweep on an earth ground if it is a small area such as this. On the other hand, the Chachom forbid it. They say there's no difference whether the area is a large area or a small area. There is still a concern that he will come to fill in the holes with earth. Secondly, one is allowed to place spices on coals on Yom Tov in order that the room be filled with a very pleasant smell. Although this is not for the sake of food preparation, since you're allowed to place food on coals, and you're allowed to light a fire for the sake of food, you're also allowed to do so for the sake of a smell, because of the rule that we have seen of Beis Hillel, Mitoch Shehut Ha'Tzorech. Since it would be permitted to do it for the sake of food preparation, it is permitted to do it even for other things. Now the Chachomim argue with Rabbi Gamliel, and according to the Chachomim this is forbidden, since as we have seen, one is only allowed to do things on Yom Tov if it is Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. It is needed by most people. Most people would find it difficult to pass Yom Tov without this. However, say the Chachomim, filling the room with this pleasant smell is not considered Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. Most people can pass Yom Tov very easily without this, and therefore it is forbidden on Yom Tov. And thirdly, one is allowed to make a goat, and the same goes for a sheep, on Pesach night, and the word Mekulas refers to how it is cooked. It is roasted in the same way as a regular Korban Pesach would be roasted, and that is that certain parts of the body are taken out and then roasted together on the same spit in the fire. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, even when there is no Beis HaMikdash, it is permitted to roast such an animal in exactly the same way as it would be roasted in the Beis HaMikdash, or it would be roasted after having been offered up in the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it should be done in order as a commemoration for what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, Zecher LeMikdash. However, the Chachom argue and say that it is actually forbidden to do so in case somebody sees this and they assume that you actually offered it as a Korban Pesach. And it will appear as if you brought a Korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And to bring a Korban Pesach without a Beis HaMikdash is certainly forbidden. And so to prevent people assuming that when they see this, the Chachom forbid it. And all these three things, the Chachom argue with Rabbi Gamliel, and they are more strict, and they say that it is forbidden for the reasons that we explained.